Labour and the Greens are meeting again today to thrash out areas they can cooperate on in government. With Labour holding an election night majority, the Greens aren't needed in a formal coalition arrangement. So what can the Greens expect? With us now, former Labour Party MP and co-leader of the Māori Party, Dame Tariana Turia. Also former Green Party MP Keith Locke is with us as well. Kia ora. Dame Tariana, if I could start with you, you've been obviously inside coalition deals and dealings. What will be the stage that Labour and the Greens are going through now?
Well, I can't speak for them because I think that each arrangement is not necessarily pre-organised. So given that Labour have a majority anyway, regardless, I don't know whether I've got any advice for them.
What about you, Keith? What do you feel the key considerations are for the Green Party at the moment?
Well, I think the Greens have to recognise that people voted for them because they like the Green vision and policies, but also where possible to advance a progressive agenda with Labour. And I think the best way forward on that, as you say, Labour has a complete majority, so they don't need a coalition agreement, but what we need really is a cooperation agreement whereby Labour and the Greens work together to progress certain agreed issues and bills, and also the agreement could provide for easy green access to Labour ministers, harmonious working relationships between the two parties on select committees, etc., etc.
So you think, Keith, that they should certainly, the Greens should certainly be taking up the offer or pushing for ministerial positions outside of Cabinet, outside of government if need be?
No, I think the Green Party should avoid Cabinet posts if possible because this time, because Labour has a complete majority, they'd be granted as a favour, not as a necessity. That is, the Green Party wouldn't have any leverage in that situation. And being granted as a favour, there'd be an implicit understanding that the Green caucus would soften its criticism of the Labour government. And this is at a time when the Green movement is growing, and there've been really sort of two Green waves of late. One is the big climate crisis marches and strikes last year, where the youth are really moving forward and wanting more fundamental change, and the other is the victory of Chloe Swarbrick in Auckland Central, where people were definitely wanting to go beyond Labour incrementalism and showing a support for the Green agenda, and which is reflected around the world in terms of the growth of the Greens in France, Germany, etc.
So if there's some kind of cooperation agreement being thrashed out here, but you're saying that there shouldn't be ministerial positions, does that therefore mean, Keith, if you're the one who's still with us, I think we've just lost Tariana Turia, but if they should be turning down ministerial positions, how are the Green Party going to be able to further their agenda from outside?
Well, you do it through the parliamentary positions you have, as we had always done. Take, for example, Ricardo Menendez March, fresh from the Auckland Action Against Poverty. I think he could really provoke more change in the welfare area by speaking out, linking up with lobby unions, using Parliament as a platform, and linking up with the Green Minister, if it's Carmel Cipollone, who in the past hasn't been able to achieve much change, hasn't been given the budget to achieve much change, with pressure from the Green Party inside and outside Parliament might have an effect. The Greens have produced many changes over the years, and I think it's a completely new situation now. For instance, the concept of a confidence and supply agreement is totally irrelevant with Labour having a clear majority, and the Greens in any case should reserve their right to vote against or abstain on the budget. When I was in Parliament during the Clark Labour government, we abstained on most of the Labour budgets on the basis that even though there were some good things in the budget, the overall concept of the budget was inadequate, and I think that would be the case this time with Labour ruling out a wealth tax, a capital gains tax, or any move to make the income tax structure significantly more progressive. So change can be made. And it's important that the Greens be an independent, critical voice working cooperatively and challenging from outside the cabinet.
Indeed.
Outside ministerial positions.
Thank you very much for your time, Keith Locke there, former Green Party MP. We were also speaking there to former Labour Party MP and former co-leader of the Māori Party, Dame Tariana Turia. We were hoping to go back to her, but as you heard during that interview, we lost the line to her and we have not been able to get her back, sadly.